We have the third annual March Madness in Music. We're now into the final four. We have hip-hop versus country. I think this is an interesting matchup. So we're joined in the studio by the hip-hop crew. Me, Dan Cronin, Aiden Zapata, Eric Hodge.
Hello.
TJ Khaled.
What's up?
And we're also joined by the country. And we have Brendan Straub.
Hello, everyone.
And Manny Alamo.
Hello.
So we have interesting matchup in these two. We have Drake and we have Luke Bryan, two completely different artists. And I think this was Strauss's idea to really pit these two against each other, these two genres.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I really, as much as it's a cool concept, I think it's been really weird because like you don't really put country and hip hop really together like ever. Right. So it's kind of awkward at first you think about it, but I mean, right, it could go for a cool show overall.
I think so too. So we're just gonna get it started already. We're gonna go go back and forth between country and hip hop. And we're going to start off with country. And we're going to play Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up, right here on Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness Music, right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Kick the dust up. Long, it's a farm in town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out. Let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear, and I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really wanna see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and a manifold, or burning up a back row song. Pocket it with pile out, baby. Watch your step now. Better hang your boots on. Kick the dust up. Let's back it on up. Your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Just follow me down beneath the 32 bridge. Y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and a manifold, or burning up a back row song. Pack it in with pile out, baby. Watch your step now. Better hang your boots on. Kick the dust up. Back it on up. Fill your cup up. That's what's up, up. Let's kick the dust up.
You just heard Luke Bryan, Kick the Dust Up, here. Their annual March Madness Music Final Four. Again, joined by multiple mics as we cue them up right now. So, I know we were fighting over this earlier, even at the beginning of the week. So if we had to take a prediction, which I know what you're all you're all for, you're going
to
say.
I'm just saying it's 4-2,
pretty
dude.
Obvious.
It's 4-2.
It's 4-2, so we're kind of outnumbered. But if you had to get a vote, like, you know, we have the new polling system, which, again, greatest thing for us.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the whole Google stuff, it was right. Less of a distraction for people to go to different links and stuff. What do you think the polling will be? How many votes do you think we're going to get on this round?
I'm trying to think if maybe it's going to be like a mixture, because I think the people who are voting have been voting pretty consistently. I think it seems to be
around
the same number, so I'm thinking it's maybe the same people.
Except for the one round when Brendan got like 200 votes.
That was the first day, right? Exactly. Like, so.
And it was because some country. Because
country's the best.
Twitter tweeted it. Like.
So I think maybe we'll if we have more, I think it'll be only a couple bit more. But I think it'll be pretty similarly to what we've been averaging, which is around like 120 to 130, somewhere in there.
So question to TJ Khaled over there to my right. How do you like country? What is your opinion?
I strongly despise it.
And like do you have like a general reason as why? Or
I don't like their music. In general, I've went to country concerts before, tried to get into it, and the songs didn't appeal to me. I didn't like it. It's not my music.
He basically doesn't like tractors and pickup trucks.
Well, not every country song is about tractors and pickup trucks.
Basically.
Some of them may be about illegal alcohol. We can prove that
both of us have some strong variations of what we think our brackets are about.
Right.
So you despise it altogether? Pretty much.
No, I actually like country. Not even gonna lie.
Actually, yeah, I don't mind it.
I literally say this every day. Take you for a ride in my big Union Tractor.
I'm not saying I.
We can go slow or we can go faster.
Say it again.
Down through the woods and down through the pasture.
Okay. We got it. I'm not saying I like will never listen to it. There's songs I'll listen to, but it's not like I know them, and it's not like if I go onto my playlist, it's gonna be like, oh, I'm going to play country. That's not my go-to.
It's not a go-to.
Well, so. Now moving on to our next song, we're going to go move over to the hip-hop part. We're going to move over to Drake. We're going to play probably one of Drake's biggest songs. We're going to play Hotline Bling. And do you guys have any things for people to know before we put on Hotline Bling?
It's amazing. It's better than Kick the Dust Up. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather someone used to call me on their cell phone.
We're stating facts.
How are you going to have a guy in your final thing and he can't even get a girl? He has to call him on his cell phone.
How often does someone kick up the dust?
Right,
I don't think that happens much.
Right, I mean, you're
not around here.
We're just saying
people
call
people on cell phones.
Are you wearing boots to kick the dust up or regular sneakers?
But it doesn't matter. Any shoes.
I think you're genuinely mad because your hotline does not bling.
Lately with the, to ease it up, lately with the rain, it's been kicking the mud up instead of kicking the dust up. So just be fair. I don't want to take sides because I like both kinds of music.
So now we're gonna play Hotline Bling by Drake here on Starling High School Radio, third annual March Madness Music Final Four, country versus hip hop here on Starling High School Radio.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You made me feel like I did you wrong, going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport, hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone, late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
gentlemen, March is winding down and we are coming to a close. Four artists remain. This is the final four. You are listening to the second annual March Madness of Music Tournament live on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Who will win and become legendary? I will be legendary.
Ask you the same thing.
Another rounder on what you think.
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink. So make it 7-on-7.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot, shot, shot. Till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a drop, a tick, a top. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them up a text saying we ain't going home.
that was Home Alone Tonight by Luke Bryan. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio, third annual March Madness Music, Hip Hop versus Country. Before Home Alone Tonight, you heard Hotline Bling by Drake. I'm joined in the studio by Brendan Straub.
Hello.
Aiden Spada.
Yo, yo.
Eric Hodge.
Yo, boy.
TJ Khaled.
What's up?
And Manny Alamo.
That's me.
So, let's take a look all the way back to the beginnings of both brackets.
That was like so long ago.
We had Childish Gambino, Drake, J. Cole, Logic, Chance the Rapper, Kendrick Lamar, Fetty Wap, and Big Sean. And we whittled all the way down to just Drake. And you guys had...
We had Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, Zach Brown Brand, and Sam Hunt, and we whittled all the way down to Luke Bryan.
I just think it's... I love tournaments. I think tournaments are really interesting, just in the fact that it starts at, like, so much, and then at the end of it, you have a winner of it all who might not have won against other people, which I always think is interesting, too, to look back and say, say Drake... gets into the final, okay? Which he's going to, but that's besides the point.
Just imagine.
And faces off against 21 Pilots or Michael Jackson. Probably Michael Jackson. I hear Ryan moaning out there. So I think it'll be... I think it's interesting that, say, Luke Bryan may have won against 21 Pilots or Michael Jackson... but lost to Drake in this hypothetical situation, which will come true. I just think it's cool.
Yeah, I definitely think tournaments like this are definitely cool. You might see sometimes you might see your favorite artist lose, but it's just the luck of the draw that day. It just honestly, right. It's really who is on Twitter that day and who actually goes on the radio page and votes is who's going to win that day. So you can never actually tell what's going to happen. It's mostly like the regular March Madness. Everyone tries to get the perfect bracket, but that never happens because anything can happen. Nothing is predictable.
Yeah, exactly. Because especially when you have David Bowie versus Notorious B.I.G., like, you don't put them together in general. So
that was just a dumb situation.
That was different, though.
It's good
to be different.
Yeah. No, it was a great choice by them because they wanted to really pit two different artists against each other. They did that throughout the entire tournament. You know, Nirvana versus Tupac, like, They're both big '90s, but
who puts them together?
Who puts them together? Right. Mm-hmm. So I think it was a great idea, and I just think the whole thing was interesting, and it was a great time. So we're gonna continue on with our music. We're gonna play. We're gonna go back to Drake, and we're gonna play some Summer 16 right here on Sterling High School's third annual March Madness Music, WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
Looking for revenge. All summer 16. Man dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All in the same thing, all rapping one thing. Looking for revenge to do what you couldn't do. Tell Obama that my verses are just like the whips at the end, they bulletproof. -20, we in Pitfield, at K's Kitchen in a Canada Goose. Famous as but I'm still in the cut when they run up the truce. I'm just a sicko, a real sicko when you get to know me. I let the dish record drop, you was staring right below me. We must have played it 100 times, you was going to bed. Why would I put on a vest, I expect you to aim for the head. I could have killed you the first time. You don't have to try and say it louder. Trust me, heard you the first time. It's nothing personal, I would have done it to anyone. And I blame where I came from, and I blame all my day ones. You know chubs like Draymond, you better hope not say none. Them boys, they a handful. Then I hit them with the high line. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Mo G with the dance moves. Ad Boy with the dance moves. Jimi Hendrix with the solo. Those are strings that you can't pull. Yeah, and I can really dish it out. Come and get it from the source. With all the word of mouth. Go to state, running practice at my house. What am I about? You gon' really feel it now. I'm out here looking for revenge. All summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing. Looking for revenge.
in the new Toronto, wanna be me a little. All your exes know I like my O's with a V in the middle. You would love it if I went away and didn't say nothing else. How am I keeping it real by keeping it myself? You was never gang, 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 you was never one of us. Had us fooling for a minute there, now we done all grown up. But I'm better off anyway, y'all never gon' finish Drake. Say you see about it when you see me, man, y'all never home anyway. All the things that you should've said, said things that you shouldn't say. We even gave y'all the whole money play, y'all broke to this day. Oh, it's your time now, yeah, that's what everybody say. I used to wanna be on Rockefeller, then I turned into Jay. Now I got a house in LA, now I got a bigger pool than Ye. And look, man, Ye's pool is nice, mine's just bigger is what I'm saying. I'm that nigga, is what I'm saying. Getting things done around here, how you let me run it down here? I'm not even from around here. 6-6-6-6-6, soon as I'm back in the city, they throw a parade. I might get a key to the city and give it to Wayne, or give it to one of the young boys to carry the wave. So trust me, they'll be out here looking for revenge. All summer 16, all summer 16. Playing dirty, not clean. Out front for a season, looking like a damn football team. All repping one thing, looking for revenge.
They don't want to stab a bigger pool than Kanye.
You just heard Summer 16 by Drake here on Sterling High School Radio. Final four in the 3 a.m. March Madness music here. Still joined by everyone, joined by co-host Dan.
Yeah, Brendan, I just saw an interesting update on Twitter. You changed your name to Break Shelton on Twitter. And I'm going to propose something. As soon as Drake wins, you take the Shelton part out and just leave it as Break. Because you know Drake's going to win.
I mean, you might as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, no, what's playing it the other way? If Luke Bryan wins, your name for a day to your first name and then Bryan at the end.
That's absolutely.
I'll agree with it. No problem. You deserve it. If you win, you deserve
say
it.
Say you agree with it. Say I'll you agree with our terms.
I'll go a week. Honestly, I'll do a week if you win.
I would like to know why I don't have an input. Because I don't like a... I don't know. I can't pick a side. It's really hard. So, I mean, I guess either or. Obviously, I want mine to win because that's our bracket. But, I mean, I like hip-hop and Drake and, you know, country in general. So, I guess... I don't want to agree to any terms. I guess I don't want to fall victim to your shenanigans.
Shenanigans. All right, so, Eric?
Eric has shout-outs. You know, my girl Leah Harrison and Charles Neone Carter, Check Nation, out there listening to the radio right now. I appreciate you guys.
Squad. All right, so we're going to move on. We're going to play Roller Coaster by Luke Bryan. Right here on Sterling High School's 3rd Annual March Madness and Music. You're gonna lose.
She had a cross around her neck and a flower in her hand that I picked from the side of Thomas Drive on our way to the sand. We found an old wooden chair, still warm from the sun. Pushed it back, gave me a kiss with the Bacardi on her lips, and I was done. Yeah.
You just heard Luke Bryan and Roller Coaster here on Starring High School Radio. And we would like to give a shout out to Ryan Williams, who is in Texas. He is no longer with us. That doesn't sound right, but he moved in the middle of the semester. He was in me and Manny's group, so we would like to give a shout out to our man's Ryan, who is in Texas. I don't know if he's listening now, but
sad day.
Yeah, Ryan, we do miss you in here. We miss your yeah.
Natural.
And also, we want to give a nice shout out to Ryan's braces. He will be missed. So, all right, we're gonna cut the sad music. We're gonna go back to talking about this bracket and how much you guys are gonna lose by. I think it's gonna be like something like maybe 80-20. I think it's gonna be like
more
that.
Like 55-45.
On a real note, still losing.
On a real note, I don't see it going anywhere close. I don't see it's gonna be like. I don't see it being close at all. I think it's a landslide.
I think it's a landslide.
99% to 1%.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I'm gonna bet money on it right now. So hold $20.
There's no gambling in school. Sorry.
Yeah. Who said we're in school right now?
Pirate radio show, located just off school's property. So we have some interesting matchups in 21 Pilots versus what looks to be Michael Jackson.
Yes.
They are beating the Beatles at the current moment. We'll also have an update for you in about 20 minutes. So if you're listening in right now and you want the Beatles to move on, get to voting.
Yes.
But right now, Strauss is giving the look of terror. It's not going to happen. He thinks Michael Jackson's going to move on. So, of course, the final will be next. It'll be the 9th of April.
No, I think it's earlier.
So after we come back from break.
Oh, you're right.
We'll have the regional championships on the 5th, and then alumni steals on the 6th and the 7th. So with the alumni bracket, Brielle Toff and Ryan Brennan, Jason Martinez, both stole some of the artists who were kicked out of the bracket. Fetty Wap. I have no clue what you're saying to me, Brielle.
I'm pretty Brielle sure.
Trying to tell me who they took. Queen. Imagine Dragons. And Zach Brown Band are the ones that Brielle stole. She had her hand above her head. And made it look like a crown. And I had no clue what that was. I thought she was saying ween, which I was really confused as ween was. I was like, I don't remember a band being under the name ween. But we're going to move on for some more music. But first, Eric.
You know, the boy out there, Asian Persuasion, Asian White Rights, Henry Lay is listening right now. Shout out to him. Other than that, I'm done, Dan. Thank you.
All right. So we're going to move on to what Brielle considers one of her favorite songs by one of her favorite artists. We're going to play My Way by Fetty Wap featuring Drake right here on Sterling March Madness and Music, 3rd Annual. Drake.
Nikki on the track. Say you live.
swear my sh** don't sink. Ayy, and he messed you up while she sings. Ayy, and he messed you up in her dreams. Ayy, and he messed when they sh** scream for me. Ayy, you up with these sh** should be. Ayy, baby, won't you come my way? Got something I want to say. Can I keep you on my bed? But first off, I'ma start by saying this. Ayy, oh hey, that's me, then you can take my. Ayy, and I'm too tough when I shoot, swear I won't miss.
All I gotta do is put my mind. Cancel out my ex, I put a line through that. I like all my exes with two lines through them. Everybody tryna fuck it, but I'm fine with that shit. I never mind, girl, that's just you. I know you work off of your. You know they gon' hate. Just don't play no part in that shit. They should call me James, cause I'm going hard in this. We're just so much smarter than them. Maybe I just needed you around me. Drank a lot tonight, I know. She can drive your car and you can roll. Take you where you wanna go. First off, I'ma start by saying this.
And that was My Way by Fetty Wap featuring Drake. So I have actually an update for you guys. I earlier mentioned ween as I thought that's what Brielle was telling me when she said queen. And I mentioned that I wasn't a band or I didn't even know of them. So interestingly, ween is a 90s alternative band featuring the duo of Dean and Gene Ween, which I'm genuinely not making this up. They come from New Hope, Pennsylvania, and they were founded in 1984. And I was, Strauss says, walks into the station, he goes, yeah, they were actually a band. I was like, there's no way. This guy's making this up. And I looked it up and it's genuinely, that's just,
Ween.
That's hilarious. Actually their names are Aaron Freeman and, Mikey, Melchiono. I don't know. But they go by the name Dean and Gene Ween, which I'm just saying those are. If I get to name someone anything, maybe Dean Ween or Gene Ween. That's a pretty cool name.
That's
and I just
want cool.
to give a shout out, a couple shout outs here. I want to give one to Brielle Toff and the whole Radio 2 class. I also want to give one out to Miss Liveron's class and Mr. Feeney's class. Thank you guys for listening. So we're going to move on to our next song. Brennan, you want to introduce this one?
So we're going to actually play a Florida Georgia Line song. This is how we roll, but actually Luke Bryan is featured into it, so we thought we'd give you a little taste like they did with Fetty Wap and Drake. So we're going to play This Is How We Roll here on Starling High School Radio, third annual March Madness Music Final Four. So listen in. Make sure voting opens in about 10 minutes, so make sure you guys vote for who you want. So again, This Is How We Roll, Florida Georgia Line featuring Luke Bryan here on Starling High School Radio.
Something bumping, thumb thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that feel ride. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
Yeah, baby, this is how we roll.
guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll.
Strung out on compliments, overdosed on confidence. Started not to give a f and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Them other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they missed the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make the killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Them other guys, I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
You just heard two songs, This Is How We Roll by Flora Georgia Line featuring Luke Bryan, along with Headlines by Drake here on Sterling High School Radio. Again, MJ is your winner, so tomorrow's going to be 21 Pilots versus MJ, but more importantly, voting is now live.
Yeah, go and vote. This is an interesting matchup. Right now, it's 60-32. 19 votes. Drake is, of course, winning. Of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that Drake's going to win, even though it does. But, you know. So, do you guys have an idea of what song you guys want to play next?
We'll probably play...
We could do Do I, or Play It Again, whichever one.
I actually like...
Do I or Play It Again?
I like Country
play
Girl.
Play It Again.
Country
play
Girl?
It Again
all right.
Is my jam.
I like Country Girl.
Let's pop Country Girl on air for the country fans.
All right, so... TJ?
But the one thing, it's funny how Country kind of thinks that they're like basically about to have their last show because they before we were on air, they kind of bragged to they actually said, Ryan, if you vote for Luke Bryan, then we'll vote for 21 Pilots tomorrow.
There's
so.
Some what? Scheming. There's some scheming
you
going on behind the scenes.
You have to bargain. Radio is that kind of business.
There's no bargaining.
You have to bargain.
Imagine, you know, Duke doing that. Be a big scandal. The Manny Alamo scandal of March Madness third annual. Come on.
Con artist. I'm a con artist.
Miss Johnson, why are you here? What are you doing?
She's actually currently outside of the studio dancing.
Every single day I see her, all she says is Michael Jackson. I literally asked if I could go to the bathroom today, and she said, Michael Jackson.
Well, there you go, Ms. Johnson. You had Michael Jackson win for you. We're going to go on to our next song. We're going to play Country Girl by Luke Bryan right here on Sterling High School, third annual March Madness Music. Let's not kick the dust up.
Big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child. With a cattle in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me.
break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Country Girl by Luke Bryan. So we had MJ just win. So we'll have MJ versus 21 Pilots in the semifinals. How do you guys feel about that?
I think it'll be a good matchup. I really am now pulling for 21 Pilots. Me and Ryan are best friends, so I'm pulling for 21 Pilots over MJ. I love them both a lot, as Julian is giving me thumbs down. Sorry, Julian. But I definitely am pulling for 21 Pilots. I feel like MJ is a legend, but I feel like the public is going to vote for 21 Pilots.
I mean, and because you bribed her and said if she votes for Luke Bryan, you vote for 21 Pilots, so you kind of have to go through.
I would probably vote for 21 Pilots anyway.
Petty.
Speaking about the public, I mean, Drake's winning 67-33%.
Ah.
There's still a chance.
How many votes? How many votes?
How many
votes?
22 hours.
There's 48 votes right now.
Ah.
That's a little bit less than half of what we'll end up getting. So maybe the other half is, you know, reasonable people.
We don't know. Members, not people predictable. Who for
so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a very fitting song right now. I'm going to play some Drake. The name of the song is Over, because effectively
your show is over.
Your show is
his
over.
Career.
So here's Over by Drake right here on Sterling High School Radio's third annual March Madness Music, WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
Young money. Yeah. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. It's far from over. All right, bottles on me, long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball, y'all thinking. Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off, Jada Pinkett. I shouldn't have drove, tell me how I'm getting home. You too fine to be laying down in bed alone. I can teach you how to speak my language, Rosetta Stone. I swear this life is like the sweetest thing I've ever known. Got the gold thriller, Mike Jackson on these. All I need's a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good Smitto, a package of the Swishers. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fucking me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it throwing hundreds when I should be throwing ones. Y'all run it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. One thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. And I swear I got this shit that make these bitches go insane. So they tell me that they love me, I know better than that. It's just game, it's just what comes with the fame. And I'm ready for that, I'm just saying. But I really can't complain. Everything is kosher. Two thumbs up, Eva and Roper. I really can't see the end getting any closer. But I probably still be the man.
over, so I'm riding through the city with my high beams on. Can you see me? Can you see me? Get your vibes in on. Y'all just do not fit the picture, turn your widescreen on. If you thinking I'ma quit before I die, dream on. Man, they treat me like a legend. Am I really this cold? I'm really too young to be feeling this old. It's about time you admit it. Who you kidding? Man, nobody's ever done it like I did it. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the f*** are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights we've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. Yeah, that's right, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
You just heard Drake and Over here on Starting High School Radio, and the voting might be a little wide right now, but I do not think it's over yet. Anything can happen, but we are winding down. Voting is open. If you haven't voted yet, make sure you go vote for Luke Bryan on Starting Radio. Because, see, as the class is clapping, they all know who the champion should actually
Luke
be.
Bryan.
But again, vote for who you want. I'm not going to try to persuade your vote, even though it should be Luke Bryan, but
Drake.
Anything can happen. So, again, go vote on Twitter. It is live. I really think we're going to get a high volume of tweets, votes this time. I think it's going to be another
big number. It'll be interesting.
Yes, Manny?
I think it's going to be a very interesting one because, like you just, I just said, if you have, like, you know, hip-hop, which is trending, obviously. It's always trending. And then you got another popular, you know, music genre, which is country, going head-to-head. That's more of an interesting matchup that's going to have.
I think
so. You know, that's going to bring us more viewers and more votes,
I think,
you know,
so.
In general.
I think so. So now, as we are winding down, we're going to have everyone give final words. Go, we're going around the table. Aiden, you got any final words?
All I know is that Drake is definitely going to win this.
That's my man's.
Eric?
I want to say, it's been a pleasure knowing you guys. I know that this bracket is almost over, but I would like to say, Brendan, I will not forget you. I will not. I will remember you fondly as the head of the country bracket and also Manny Alamo. I really appreciate you guys, and it's nice knowing you.
TJ?
TJ Khaled says, all I do is win, just like Drake. So, I'm sorry, but it's over.
God. He just dropped the mic.
I don't know.
He's gone. He's out of the room right now. He's gone.
I don't know. It's a hard decision. Like I said, I'm on the fence. I mean, I want Luke Bryan to win, but I'm on the fence. I think that no matter who comes out on top, I'm still going to enjoy it.
Dan, last words?
Drake.
That's
last
it.
Word. Oh, you here. I'm going to turn it over to you, Brendan. Have your last words, your final words for the bracket.
So, again, if you haven't voted, make sure you go vote for Luke Bryan. It's a logical choice.
And I would just like to say the final results for Michael Jackson versus the Beatles was 59% to 41%. And Jordan Griffin has the leading bracket with 43 points. And we have four with 42 points. So, that our bracket leader right now is Jordan Griffin. But, of course, we still have two more shows to finalize that. And we'll see who comes out on top on that. So, Brendan, I'd like to give it back to you.
All right. So, that's going to wrap it up here for our Final Four show between country and hip-hop, Drake versus Luke Bryan. We're going to play it out with All My Friends Say. So, I guess maybe we'll get a joint goodbye here. So, everyone.
See you guys.
See you, man.
Deuces, Brendan.
Thanks, peace. Everyone.
And it's music.
RIP to country.
So,
thanks for listening.
So, thanks, everyone, for listening here. All the classes, all the classrooms and everyone. 30 on March Madness Music, Final Four. We'll see you tomorrow. 21 Pilots and MJ.
I got smoke in my hair, my clothes thrown everywhere. Neon tan. My stereo.
without a clue what went down.